All right, thank you for the introduction. Glad to be here. I'm actually from the Middle East, so it's about 1 in the morning my time, so if I nod off and you just throw something at me, I'll wake back up and continue my presentation. But I want to talk to you today about something a little different. I'm a bit of a misfit here. I'm actually part of a collaboration between mechanical engineers and plant scientists. And usually when I tell people that, they say, what in the world are mechanical engineers doing in plant science? Don't you design airplanes and automobiles? And we say, well, yeah, but we think that we can offer some help. And that's really what I want to talk about today, is that the collaboration was founded on the idea that there does exist problems in agriculture, very persistent problems that have been around for hundreds of years, that we need a new perspective on. We need a fresh perspective, and maybe engineers can provide that fresh perspective, that we can approach these problems from a different angle and come up with novel solutions. So we focused on the problem of corn stalk lodging and increasing planting density. Now we focused on corn simply because it's arguably the most important crop in the world. It's everywhere we look, we see corn, from 3D printing to fireworks to pharmaceuticals to animal feed to biofuel. We see corn, and it's been adapted to most all the environments that we as humans live in. And so if we could grow more corn on less land, I think everyone would be happy. So from an engineering perspective, we started to look at this problem. And the first thing an engineer is going to want to do when you talk about any type of structural failure, or corn stalk lodging, for example, which is a structural failure of the stalk, the failure of the stalk to remain upright, is they're going to want to conduct what's called a forensics engineering failure analysis. Now what that is they basically go in and they figure out how the product failed, why it failed, where it failed, what's causing it to fail, and what we can do to improve it. So this is the type of process they use on iPhones or on computers or on airplanes or as automobiles, I said. But what we did is we applied that to corn stalks. And so we went out, we took teams of engineers and went walking through cornfields over the course of 3 years. We went to cornfields in Iowa and in South Africa. And what we found was actually quite remarkable. We found that stalk lodging is very consistent in the way that the stalk breaks. This is something that we've missed in the past 100 years of agriculture research, because we've never removed the leaf sheath off the stalk to actually look at where the stalk was breaking at. So what we saw is if you go out in a field and you remove the leaves from the plant and you look at lodged plants, you'll see three types of failure, which are shown here on the slide. You'll see a creasing type of failure, a splitting type of failure, and a snapping type of failure. The splitting and the snapping are mostly associated with disease. But in healthy stalks, over 90% of the stalks are going to fail due to creasing. What was more surprising is that crease, 90% of the time, happens within 3 centimeters of a node line. So it's happening just right either in or just above the meristematic tissue region of the stalk. And if you look a little further, you'll find that 85% of stalks all fall in the same direction. And so they're all falling in the direction of the minor diameter of the stalk cross-section. And this trend persists regardless of planting density, or hybrid, or location. We saw this everywhere we went. So while stalks are more susceptible to lodging at higher planting densities, they're failing in the exact same way as stalks that fail at low planting densities. There's no difference. And as engineers, we got really excited about this, because anytime you have a system that's breaking consistently, it means that there's a systematic inherent weakness in your system. There's something in your system that's causing this to happen, right? If your starter always goes out at 200,000 miles, you know, or 100,000 miles, right? You know something's wrong with the starter. So we look at this and we say, we know something's off with the plant. Something is causing it to break there. So we began to investigate why is it breaking there. And to do that, we wanted to measure the strength of the corn stalks, the bending strength of the corn stalks, and see how that changed across planting density. We expected that bending strength would decrease as you increase planting density. So the first thing that the group did was go and look in the literature and find what is the traditional method of measuring bending strength in a corn stalk. And it's the method that's pictured here. It's a 3-point bending test with a relatively short span length. What our engineers told us immediately was that test isn't measuring bending. That test is measuring transverse compression. We said, well, what do you mean? So, well, the span length is much too short. There's a significant amount of shear stress and compressional stress in that test. You need to be making a test that looks more like this, with a longer span length, where your load isn't placed in the middle of an internode, but it's placed on a node, which is a much tougher tissue. And sure enough, if you use these two binning methods in the laboratory, you'll see that the traditional method produces a failure pattern that's not related to the failure pattern that we see in the field for naturally large corn stalks. And it gives you a measurement that's 40 to 60% weaker than this improved methodology. And so the traditional bending test that we've been using is not actually measuring bending strength. And we think that that's one reason why in the past, bending strength has not been strongly correlated with lodging in some studies, simply because bending strength wasn't really being measured. What we were measuring was transverse compression. So we used this new method, and on an experimental design of 5 planting densities, 5 hybrid types, 2 locations, and 2 replicates to see kind of how did bending strength change with planting density. And I'll get to that in just a second, but there's one more slide that I want to show you before that. One other analysis that we did was to look at the geometry of the plants and how the geometry of the plants changes with planting density. Now, we're interested in geometry because if you give an engineer geometry and material properties of any structure you can imagine in the world, they can tell you what the strength of the structure will be. Strength is completely determined by geometry and material properties, and geometry usually dominates the relationship. So if you know just the geometry of something, you can predict strength with a high degree of accuracy. So we conducted micro CT scans, which you see a video here on the left, kind of going through a 3-dimensional CT scan of a corn stalk. And on the right, you can see some in-house computer code that we wrote that goes through these CT scans slice by slice and measures different geometric features of the stalk. Things like maximum diameter, minor diameter like you would expect, but also things like rind thickness, eccentricity, area moment of inertia, which is, and flexure rigidity, which are 2 engineering terms that I know are not familiar to most agronomists. But those are 2 terms that are derived from first principles in engineering that we know govern strength. And they're things that a computer model or a multiple regression model will never give you, because you have terms that are cubed, you have terms in that are being divided by one another. And I'll get to the point of that in just a second, but these engineering terms like area moment of inertia and flexure rigidity are very good predictors of stalk strength, much better than just, say, maximum diameter. And so what we saw is we conducted bending strength tests on different planting densities. Indeed, we saw as you increase planting density, strength goes down. On the y-axis, these are the different planting densities going from 24,000 plants per hectare to 48,000 plants per hectare, and you can see the trend is nearly linear. So if you double your planting density, you've now halved stalk strength. And that seems to be pretty consistent with more recent data that we've collected as well, that there's a linear relationship between planting density and strength. The last thing I want to talk about is area moment of inertia. We found that area moment of inertia predicted 72% of the variation in stalk strength. This was gathered on a set of 1,000 stalks. It's the same experimental study I discussed just a minute ago. And what we did is we took all those stalks and we measured rind puncture resistance, we measured area moment of inertia, and we measured flexure rigidity. What we found is that rind puncture resistance, which is one of the most common or more common methods of assessing stalk strength and lodging propensity, only predicted 18% of the variation in stalk strength. In other words, area moment of inertia or flexure rigidity are 4 times more accurate than what we've been using for the past 20 or 30 years. With that, I'd like to go ahead and acknowledge the many people that have worked on the project, both at NYU Abu Dhabi, as well as our collaborators at Monsanto Company, and just mention that the research has been funded by National Science Foundation. We're very grateful to them for their funding, and we've just recently acquired some USDA funding as well that will begin working on this project. With that, I'll go ahead and finish. This is just a slide of you're flying through the corn stalk from the top to the bottom. This is one of our CT scans. It's kind of neat. You can see the different morphology of the corn stalk. And just say that I think the real takeaway, or the real point I want to get across today is not the advances that we've made in stalk lodging research, but that it appears that this idea that engineers can come in and provide a unique perspective on prevalent problems in crop science looks promising. Engineers receive extensive training in mathematical modeling and statistical modeling, and it's very different than the type of mathematical models and statistical models we see in agriculture. They receive training in transport, nutrient uptake, and anchorage systems and roots. And, you know, I found as being part of this collaboration is very insightful and very useful to to talk with experts from other fields, and we get a lot of unique insights. So if it's something you're interested in, we are giving a couple other talks. They're listed on the slide here at the conference. And we're also looking for collaborators to pursue USDA funding to investigate the heritability of both area moment of inertia and flexural rigidity. That, I'll go ahead and take any questions you may have, and thank you for your time. Yes, I'm sorry I left that out of my presentation. We are solely focusing on the problem of late season stock lodging. We've done some research in green snap and in root lodging, but we've really tried to isolate this single problem and get a good understanding of it before we start working on the other problems. So we have some preliminary data that says the area moment of inertia and flexural rigidity we think are both correlated to other vegetative stages, but it's not something I can make a solid statement about yet. But the engineering theory predicts that it would be. So we've just recently developed a tool that goes out into the field to measure flexural rigidity,
right,
and it accounts for both the height of the plant as well as the ear height and the ear weight. And so most of what I've presented has come from the lab. We're now taking that the next step into the field, and so that you're exactly right. Area moment of inertia doesn't account for ear weight. But so we're moving to the next step in the field, and it looks promising. We just got some field data actually 3 days ago. I'm sorry, that's why my throat is sounds a little funny. I was out there in the middle of the wind and rainstorm collecting data, but we had an R squared value of 0.88 between flexural rigidity and stock strength with the ear intact. One more question?
From your CT scan in the last slide,
mm-hmm,
were you able to separate like vascular system from other part of the structure?
Yeah, we actually get really high resolution. We're using a micro CT scanner, so we can actually see the vascular bundles. We can see the rind and the pith of the tissue. We can see the different nodal tissues a little bit. So, yes. Okay.
What kind of CT scan is that?
So it's NextStar is the company that we're using. It's a research scanner, so it's not the typical scanner you'd see in the hospital, but it's a fairly expensive system. But we're lucky to have it in Abu Dhabi, so, and I can give you some more information on the system if you'd like after the talk. Thanks.
Thank you, very good presentation, but I think I mentioned, how many different hybrids or different hybrids did you use?
So the part of the study where we're looking at failure patterns, I think we looked at 30 or 40 hybrids, both pre-commercial and commercial. The data that I've given on the scatter plots came from 5 hybrids at 5 planting densities, 2 locations, 2 replicates. And they're all commercial hybrids, so stocks that exhibited, you know, acceptable levels of stock lodging. Thank you again. Thank you.